All right, welcome, folks. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, and today we're joined by the Resistance Chicks, who also have shows on Brighteon, and they show up everywhere at live events and Clay Clark's events and everywhere else. So, yeah, welcome, Leah and Michelle, the Resistance Chicks. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike.
I'm so glad
to be here.
You know, I have to tell your audience that, you know, we met you at the very first Reawaken America tour before it was called that. It was called the Health and Freedom Conference, I think. And you were one of our top interviews that we took away from that entire conference. And I would say going down as one of our favorite interviews probably ever. And that's,
I know,
that's saying something because we've had a lot since then. But
Mike's a really great guy, even in person.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Mike is an awesome dude in person.
But I tell you what, I do remember it was one of your moms that I was saying hello to. Who was that?
Yeah.
Was that your mom?
It was our mom.
Sister.
So
don't you see
mom.
The resemblance here, Mike?
We are real life sisters.
Yeah. No, we're the same mom. We are real life sisters.
One mom, our mom.
Uno mamo.
Big fan. And you gave a shout out.
Hence,
and that
hence
really
my
made her
confusion.
Day.
I couldn't remember which mom it was. It was both of your moms. Okay.
That's exactly right. Yes. We call her Patriot Gallery. She has a lot of commentary on our show. She actually does some episodes of her own as well. So we call her Patriot Gallery because she's kind of like the peanut gallery, but instead of Patriot Gallery. So no, she's a huge fan. As a matter of fact, our friend Kansas, our camera guy that was there that day, also a huge fan. He comes and tells us, Mike's been talking about this. And so we get your show through two different
people. Oh, that's
people
great. Yeah.
In our house.
I know. That's awesome. But I tell you what, I see your videos all the time on Brighteon and Brighteon TV. And your show is, what is it, Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern on Brighteon.tv. But let's set the stage for what you bring, because it's so much. You do homesteading, but give us your short description for our audience of what it is you do and what you teach.
Well, on our Brighteon show on Friday, what we cover is we do our weekly roundup of news, of the headlines. We call it Headline News with Resistance Chicks. And so you're going to get the news, but you're going to get it from a Christian perspective. We say we don't lean left. We don't lean right. We lean on the word of God because we know that the Republicans can be rhinos and not really awesome anyways. But we actually started a YouTube channel with homesteading things. We moved in to take care of our grandma and our uncle, and we started to just like tear down trees and plant a garden, and we didn't know anything. I read a bunch of stuff in books, and we just started planting things and see what worked. And then we acquired our grandmother's house, which needed a ton of work. And we were just two girls who kind of grew up in the city, and we're pulling down drywall and finding rot and mold and
pulling wire, running electrical, soldering joints, doing tile, framing windows. Like, and only by the power of the Holy Ghost that we were able to do this. But so we just started recording some of these things.
And we had a YouTube channel. It was like a homesteading DIY. You can do it too. YouTube channel. And then in 2016, it was really fun. Alex Jones was actually, you know, one of the main people on YouTube, and my mom would play him in the living room. I'm like, who's this guy, Alex Jones? And he ended every show, "If you are watching this broadcast, then you are the Resistance." And we had some friends who said, "You guys do such good commentary, like on Facebook in your posts. You guys should have a show." And our mom told us to do a YouTube show. And so we did. In 2017, we launched Resistance Chicks, and it went pretty viral. We picked up a huge audience, and then we got smacked in the face.
But essentially,
with some
just,
of that censorship.
Just covering current events with a biblical worldview. And we started a world news program that we do every Sunday, and we cover, because not a lot of patriots are covering the world news.
Yeah.
So, we try to
list in Italy or Sweden,
what's going on in
the UK. Yeah.
We kind of bring a little bit of everything. And then every once in a while, we'll do a homestead video, or, you know, be out with our pigs, or butchering our pigs, or butchering chickens, and all of that, because it's not just a one thing or another.
It's life.
God is taking us to this place. You know, Leah's an ordained minister, that it's all encompassing, whether it's the news or politics or homesteading. It's all together.
Exactly what Mike Adams does. We're just copying Mike.
No.
Yes. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
No, that's not at all. No, everybody's got a different take on things, and you teach people, like, you know, I can't butcher pigs and chickens. I can't do it. And you know what I mean?
Conversation when we were on your show last time.
Yeah, we did. Somehow we always end up talking about butchering
pigs.
You'll
get hungry enough.
Well, that you may have, you may be correct at some point.
We will come down. Mike, when it comes down to it, we will come down to your place and we will be there for helping you with the first.
Yeah.
If it comes to it.
Chickens are easy.
Because, you know, I run into wild hogs when I'm walking my animals here in Texas.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like 50 of them, and like three sows and all youngsters, little tiny piglets. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just run like crazy. And then sometimes when they can't run, they play dead. And it's so funny. I'm laughing all the time.
Do they really?
They do. Yeah, they play dead. And I'm just laughing. I just can't stop laughing. They're so funny. And they're so afraid, too. They're just.
That's awesome.
Yes, pigs are really skittish.
They are.
Yeah, they are. I did not know that they played possum. Like they played dead. So Mike just taught us something. The pig keepers, you taught us something about pigs.
I have possums, of course, that also play possum. When my dogs go after the possum, you know, then it lays there. And it's great because I can just grab it by the tail and chuck it into one of the barrels and relocate it, and which is what I do with possums. But they're no trouble at all. But the pigs are hard to catch.
Oh, yeah, I know they are.
I can't imagine.
I've heard about wild boar. Like it's a problem. It's a nuisance.
Yeah, that's I mean, everybody else in Texas shoots them, but I'm just like waving at them like, you're so funny.
Of course, that's what Mike's doing.
No, it's so funny. It's true. But anyway, I don't mean to get distracted by wild animal stories here. So right now in America, I mean, you and I we're talking on the night of November 14th. And the big election steal is taking place, especially in Arizona right now.
Right.
They're stealing it. So what are your thoughts on what's happening and what do we do with this?
Ooh, what do we do with it? What are the thoughts? Number one, we have to recognize that the Democrats, one of their big goals of COVID was to get mail-in ballots so that they could go and they could steal elections, because they knew that in order to really go all the way with their tyranny, you're not going to go along with it. Okay. So you've got to have your Governor Whitmer, who actually was losing in the polls to Tudor Dixon in Michigan. It did look like a red wave because it was a red wave, I believe. And you guys can check the numbers. Republicans won the popular vote by 6 million.
Yes, it's true.
I think it was like 6.5% in the last Breitbart article I saw. And so with the messaging from the Republicans, you're going to see a lot of confusion.
That's right.
And I want you guys to see through the confusion. Number one, there was a giant red wave. Okay. So when those pollsters were calling people up and asking, who are you going to vote for? People voted. 6 million more people voted for Republicans. You have to know those numbers. So when you're looking at the Tea Party wave, you saw the same percentage difference, and Republicans picked up, what was it, 56 seats or something, Mike, in the Tea Party wave in 2010.
Exactly how many, but it was huge.
It was something like that. It was absolutely ginormous. Okay. And Obama had to go see world leaders with his tail between his legs or whatever. We had a red wave, but what happened was the Democrats have honed in what's called, they don't look for votes. That's why Fetterman didn't need to do any debates. And he actually, 70% of the votes for Fetterman were in before he did that debate with Dr. Oz. Okay. So those were mail-in ballots. Katie Hobbs did not need to debate Kari Lake. She knew it would only hurt her because she's an idiot.
But she knew the fix was in. She didn't need to
and
do
she,
it.
And she either pretends to be this, like, you know, calm valley girl, or she is really, truly, completely evil. What you're seeing right now in Arizona, because I know everybody kind of hinged their last hope on a big win or some sort of win. And
I know how
this worked. It looked like Kari and Abe were going to win. And then Mark Fincham and Blake were maybe squeak it out. And then as the votes came in, well, what you saw, and I know you're going to talk about this later, and we really need to dissect this. Okay. So the election fools, there's a guy who's like kind of balding with red hair, and the election guys who are running Maricopa County, they actually had a political pact running against Republicans, American First Republicans. Okay. And their whole goal was to get rid of people who attended January 6th and who did not accept the results of the 2020 election. So you think that these two bumbling fools, I think that their game plan was to play bumbling fools. Katie Hobbs plays a bumbling fool. Okay. And then just so happens that those vote tabulator machines all go offline. The day of election, they were only accepting 1 in 5 votes. They knew, talk about disenfranchising the vote. People had to stand in line for 2 or 3 hours. They couldn't come back. That box three that they told people to put their votes in, that got completely mixed up.
Yeah, that was the round file right
this
there.
This is
box number exactly. three. It's a dumpster. We set it on fire later on.
Exactly. All these numbers. Kari Lake was, she won. I have to tell you guys, Kari Lake won. And where do we go from here, though, for Michelle? Because people are seeing the steal. Yeah. They're seeing that it's the ballots. They're seeing the ballot harvesting. And these tiny, these are razor thin margins. I want people to know this. So in these seats that we're going to go Republican, mm-hmm. like in Nevada, why in Nevada did the governor, Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, he won by a very comfortable margin.
From the Las Vegas shooting, by the way, the guy that covered it up just so happens to win as a Republican. I'm not buying that.
And then the American First Senate candidate didn't go along with him. That's really fishy. Okay. You're seeing a lot of razor thin margins like Joe Kent there in Washington, American First. And so when you're seeing these razor thin margins, you have to know that the Democrats were ballot harvesting. They had a mechanism. They had a machine to collect ballots. Okay, you guys have all seen 2,000 Mules.
Wait a second. I'm Katie Hobbs, and I would like to say that all the machines that did not work actually self-identify as machines that did work because I run them all. I'm Katie Hobbs. She's like a Chucky doll mixed with a librarian.
She runs the machines. This is a
she's the Secretary of State.
This is a conflict of interest if we ever saw one.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they had what was his name recuse himself with the Trump gate? I can't even remember his name right now. It's been so long. But you have people recuse themselves when they stand to benefit or influence something that they're involved in. And this is just you see the steal happened. And I love your impersonation of Katie Hobbs there. That was really
oh my well. But what are the American people supposed to do with this? Because you stand back and you look at this and you're like, okay, they're just rigging it in plain view. So anytime a Republican was ahead, they would just say, well, we have to delay. It's going to go slow. And then what are we waiting for? We're waiting to find more ballots for the Democrat, right?
Yes.
That's all they're waiting for. It's so blatant. It's like, it's worse than a third world country.
Yeah. It's in your
totally
face.
In your face. And what are the American people supposed to do with it? Just say, oh, well, so shucks, better look next time. You know?
Yeah. Or we'll just, my favorite
we're gonna outvote the
fraud. We're going to outvote them. Or, yeah, that was my favorite for the midterms. Okay. We didn't solve 2020. And you guys, I love there's a certain media personalities on the conservative side. You're like, well, we'll just outvote them and get out and vote. And I don't have a problem with getting out of vote. I voted myself, but I did not vote for Mike DeWine. I did
here
not.
In Ohio.
Okay. But we've kind of taken a different approach. And I don't know, maybe some of your viewers saw, we were part of the state of the states,
Moment of Truth Summit
with Mike Lindell. We were asked to represent Ohio and we did our presentation a little bit different. We had a lot of people there talking about voter fraud and the numbers and we've been working here in Ohio and we've been really involved in our governor race and in various things on the ground. And we recognize that when there was a candidate for governor and lieutenant governor, Candace Keller and Ron Hood. And Ron had served in our Ohio House for many, many, many years. And he's a really great Christian. And I did an interview with him and I thought it was going to be political. And he says to me, you need to understand that the last three of Ohio's speakers of the House have had to resign because of corruption. And they were Republicans. Okay. They've got FBI investigations. And he said, as a Christian, those seats are demonically held. Wow. And I'm going to get a little spiritual on people because it's the only way that we win this. Okay. And so as soon as you, whether you elect a Republican or whether you elect a Democrat, unless you're electing a spirit-filled, on fire believer in Christ who is incorruptible because they have been made incorruptible by Jesus Christ, I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. What's going to happen in that seat is what's going to happen. And so we started to take a different view of things. We tried to help an independent pastor, a military veteran, get on the ballot. That didn't work. But what we did a revival in Ohio with many of you guys know Dave Scarlett, Amanda Grace, And we had about 1,500 people come to a tent revival, and it wasn't anything like anybody's ever seen. It was a political, spiritual tent revival where people came, we laid hands on people, we began to, you know, get them filled with the Holy Spirit, pass on spiritual weapons and spiritual tools, and we began to call to those places, call to those high places, because the Bible says that you battle not with flesh and blood. So we're not actually battling George Soros or Dr. Fauci. Yes, on the surface, it looks that way. They are demonically held. And I'll tell you what, and I know this might sound crazy, but these people are, they're run by Satan. Okay. I'm telling you what, this demonic, you guys have seen it. Now you can see the spiritual warfare because it's in your face with this whole jab and the vaccines. You know it's evil. Okay. You know it's Satan. And so these people have made a pact with the devil. You've seen rock and rollers do it. These scientists, these leaders, Jacinda in New Zealand and Justin Trudeau in Canada, when they're signing up to be part of the World Economic Forum, they are signing up and making a spiritual covenant. But I have good news for you. We have a spiritual covenant. This is a Christian nation. Our founding fathers bled and died, and they said it's because of we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This nation is holy. This nation is righteous. Okay. But we have to begin to call those things that be not as though they were. We need to call on those seats and say, my governor seat is going to be filled by somebody who's filled with the Holy Spirit, who is justice and righteous, and because my God loves justice
even further
and my
than
God
that.
Loves
it's
righteousness.
It's further than actually declaring that the seat will be held by someone who is righteous. We have to, as the body of Christ, those seats are demonically held by principalities and rulers. We claim that seat for Jesus Christ. And then it doesn't matter if a Katie Hobbs sits in the seat. It doesn't matter if a corrupt Mike DeWine sits in the seat in Ohio. That's a hot seat for them. And if they try to sit in that seat that we have claimed for the kingdom of God and kicked out demonic forces, they can't help but either get out of the seat or rule, or they're not even ruling over us, but make laws according to the kingdom of God. And that's what we have to do, Mike. What do we do now? Now the gloves come off and the kingdom of God says, we should have been doing this all along. We go in, we stake the claim. Jesus said, all power and authority has been given unto me. Go therefore. So we walk in and we say to this mountain, which in the Bible, the imagery of that always represents government, be removed and cast in the sea. So that's what we have to do, Mike. And honestly, this is the way that I view why this has happened, why 2020 happened, and why 2022 midterms happened. This is exactly what we saw with Pharaoh. And we're sitting on the sidelines going, but I don't want another plague to come on these people. Can't we just leave now? Because there aren't enough people that are awake yet. So every single time one of these things happens, we can't view it as a loss. We have to view it as, okay, God, what are we supposed to do?
What's next?
We are here to take dominion. We reign as kings and priests. There is no reason. Scott Kesterson said something to me on the phone the other day. The body of Christ is over-equipped to handle this. We're over-equipped, but we're just ignorant in that we have a whole repertoire of weapons and we're just not using them. And we don't know how.
There's a lot more suffering yet to come during this process of awakening, because there's still this whole segment of people that are telling themselves, oh, nothing's wrong. Like, this is totally fine. It's going to be great. Yep. While, you know, they're paying like double for food. And all these things, and or triple in some cases, and fuel and so on. But you know, sometimes some people just want to hear that everything's going to be okay because we voted and that's it. Like, it's done.
I know, right? Yeah.
And it's not going to work that way. And I have other guests that come on and are like, well, you know, it's going to be 10 years of hell, and then others, you know, no, we're already in year 3 of the 7 or whatever, but I don't get good news from a lot of people these days, not in the short term.
But we have good news for you.
And okay.
I love all those channels. We don't put years or dates. I just know in my spirit that I think here's why it seems a little bit discombobulated, because we're going to see destruction on the wicked. But there's a middle ground between good and evil right now. There's some people that have their feet in the world and they are going to be harmed, right? But at the same time, we're watching this rebalancing of power where things get really, really bad in the world as the kingdom of God arises. And what seems like, Mike, we're crazy weird people. We don't like cars. We wish we could go back to horses and buggies. I think that's kind of God's heart and design. Get rid of technology. It's all corrupt, whatever, right? So what may seem really bad to some people as we lose certain things that a creature comforts, as we realign to God's way of living, it may seem painful and it may actually be painful for a lot of people. But what I do believe we are seeing right now, even today, is this revival is starting to spread and the kingdom of God is starting to take their place. And as that continues to happen, everything is going to seem uncomfortable while we're resetting this bone. So yes, it's going to get painful and yes, things are going to get worse. But at the same time, things are getting better. But what may look like it's really, really bad is actually God doing
and
what
then
God needs to do.
Think about this, guys. I truly believe, and Mike, I think you probably would align with this, that we are going to have an economic collapse. And it's going to be really gigantic, the biggest we've ever seen. That's going to throw the depression out the window. I'm not going to put a number on it, but I would think that it's got to happen in the next couple of years because it's
imminent.
I can see it. Okay. I don't have to predict it. There's no prophetic. I'm not giving you a timeline from the prophetic. I'm like, okay, what are we $30 trillion in debt right now? The dollar is going to crash. Okay. You don't need a prophet to tell you that. Okay. So wouldn't it be better? And maybe like God, because if the Republicans had all these seats in the Senate and they had all these seats in the House, then people would blame them for where it's going to go. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, this is going to fall solely on the shoulders of the Democrats, of these people. And guess what,
Luciferians.
Guys? Luciferians. The people, the next wave of people who they didn't wake up all the way from COVID. They're still in the stupor. They kind of know that Fauci was bad and they kind of don't like the lockdowns and stuff like that. The next wave of people, I think there's going to be a lot of inner city people that wake up. You know, Mike, you live out kind of in the country and you enjoy it. Isn't it peaceful? Isn't it calm? I really, truly believe that a lot of people who are stuck, a lot of people are stuck in the inner city and they don't even know anything different. And I think that there's going to be a realignment. And I'm praying and I'm hoping, and this is more of a prophetic word, that God is going to take some of these people who've been trapped in the inner cities.
Yes.
And he's going to do a realignment of property so that people can have that life that you have. We kind of have it. We're actually just on an acre and a tenth, but we grow or raise more than half of our own food. I love our little oasis here. I'd love to have more property and I believe God that we will. But still, I don't live in the city. I can still grow my own food. I can still see the stars. And I think there's a lot of people who vote Democrat and God is going to wake them up. And they're, you know, do you know how many Black families are homeschooling now and that are homesteading and are getting out of that inner city system mindset?
That's God's heart. God's heart is yes, to reset government and yes, to reset society, but really it's to reset families and get families back to a self-sustaining life. God wants to get us back to the garden.
Well, that movement is very powerful. And yeah, you're exactly right. It is happening. But before we go on, I want to give out your website for everybody. It's resistancechicks.com. And also that's just look for Resistance Chicks as the channel name on pretty much everywhere. You're like Rumble, BitChute, Truth Social.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're on Brighton.social, but you're welcome there if you're not.
We are on Brighton.social. Our mom manages that. Awesome.
But yeah, everywhere you go, folks, just look for Resistance Chicks. And in case you're wondering, that's not about ohms. And because ohms, you know, is the measure of resistance in electricity. So you are not electricians here talking about resistance, correct?
No, absolutely. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And the Bible says, you shall resist the devil and he shall flee. Now, we do have our ham radio license.
We just
know about ohms.
Scott Casterson. Yes, Scott Casterson had a study for that. And I will let you know. I aced the test. Right?
She did ace her test.
Well,
I did.
I tell you what, we in our laboratory, we create, we have a deionizer for water, which takes all the minerals out of water. And the level of resistance in the water is measured in mega ohms. Right?
That's
so
awesome.
So it's like 18 mega ohms. And I'm thinking, resistance chicks. Because
oh my
that's
gosh.
Where my brain works is like I put those two together.
That's so
great. I actually use that in trying to remember the questions.
I did use our name a lot to memorize the text.
We actually had we had a great guy help us do a ham radio class. We had a bunch of our viewers take it. And actually, I'm really impressed of how many viewers actually got their ham radio license. Oh, this year.
Yeah, cool. We did an online course and an in-person course just to get Resistant Chicks families involved with ham radio, because communications are not a set in stone thing, right? We're not going to always have this. I don't believe. I truly don't believe that.
Well, okay, and let me quiz you on something else, because you're very successful with your videos, and you have an amazing following and audience, so you're burning a lot of bandwidth, which is great. And of course, let's see, we have megabytes, and 1,000 megabytes is a gigabyte, and 1,000 gigabytes is a terabyte, right?
It's a terabyte.
And then a petabyte is 1,000 terabytes. But the question is, what is a petabyte? That's 1,000 Democrats.
I would have something to do with that.
Go there.
As soon as he said pedo, yeah. I knew it.
No, a petabyte is 1,000 Democrats that have terror bites.
Mike, I have to tell you that your sense of humor is just like ours. When I listen to your show,
I spend
so much time laughing.
It's like a perfect dad joke.
It is a good dad joke.
Yeah, okay. That's like we read through a bunch of dad jokes. That's okay. A good one.
Well, I'm sorry, I had to share that one with you because I thought you would appreciate
it. That's really good.
You do it. You have a great sense of humor. And I think it's necessary in these days, you know?
It is.
Because sometimes, do you ever get people responding to you as like, you're too doom and gloom. And you're like, have you heard our show? Because we're laughing a lot, actually.
No, that's really true. Exactly. We just did a skit, and I'll have to send it to you because I never send videos to big names such as yourself. I try not to, but Leah and I dressed up as Nancy and Kamala. We wore wigs and everything. And we did a skit as I even was messing around with my fake teeth, and Leah was a classic airhead. And then we have a series that we do called Chickmunks instead of Chickmunks. So I'll speed up the voices. It makes it sound like the Chickmunks. So we did Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris as the Chickmunks, just playing on their idiocy.
The children of the community.
And the things that they
are
repeat.
Children of the community.
And we have to have fun with this, right?
You know?
We have to have fun with this.
You are going to see the craters on the moon.
Like, because she says things that are absolutely ridiculous.
It's fun.
It is really fun.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus?
Yes,
Kamala
exactly.
Harris really said that.
So okay. I don't even need to make things up. Right.
I sent it to Bob Denny, who's a good friend of ours that I know Mike loves as well. And he was like, oh, my gosh, we love you guys. You put the what did he say? The hilarious and the I don't know what he said. But anyway, I'm going to send that to you. But it's really important for us to, you know, God laughs at the wicked. It is doom and gloom. But we have to have fun with it because we know. And it's not, I'm not one of those people like end timers. Well, we know how it ends. No, I know how it goes. It goes that we are a victorious church and we have authority and we have dominion. And I'm telling you, we're in a time that's transformative. We're going to see destruction on the wicked. So I might as well laugh at them now, because I don't know if it's going to be very Christian to laugh at them as they go down.
That's good.
Yeah, good point. When they're melting from...
So exactly. Like,
that's so funny. Remember when you said I should take
as they
a jab?
Die yeah. off? Like, seriously, I don't want to laugh as they're dying. I want to laugh before they do.
No, I know. It's because, you know, we have compassion. I mean, you and I and our
yes.
audience, we all have compassion for fellow human beings. And we, you know, we try to warn them about things. We try to uplift them and try to awaken them, open their eyes. I know you do
right,
that
yeah.
all the time. And then there's some people that are just so kind of nasty about this. They're just like, no, you didn't take the vaccine. You deserve to die. That's Darwinism. You know, you're like, well,
yeah,
guess what? I'll visit you at
no,
in the myocarditis ward when you are. I mean, you know, what do you say to those people? You're
right.
Like, you know, wish you were different.
No, we need to have answers, because the people who took the vaccine,
a lot of them were coerced.
A lot of
that's
people,
what makes it so evil and nefarious.
Yeah.
It wasn't of their own free will, Mike.
They were not given proper consent.
That's how, or informed consent. That's how we can have compassion,
I know, yeah.
because this was not a lot of these people, not all of them, but a lot of them walked into this because they were either forced or coerced or lied to or manipulated.
And fear is a very powerful tool. And so we need to have compassion, and thank God for a lot of the doctors out there who are helping people to flush the spike protein and to heal vaccine injuries. Because honestly, when you hear about, like, I think Maddie DeGaray,
she lives right down the street from us,
12 years old. Her mom put her in a vaccine trial. And what do you say to a 12-year-old? Do you say, oh, I'm just your mom was stupid, forget you? No.
It's Scrooge from literally A Christmas Carol. Well, they might as well die and reduce the surplus population. Like, no, that's not God's heart on any of this.
Exactly. No, I'm with you. And I'm referring to those who become almost needle addicts with the jabs, right? They want the next jab, and they want to push it on you, and they say you're bad if you don't take the jab. And, you know, those people, they tend to not have a really great life expectancy, it turns out.
No, it's looking like 10 years at best, and it might be a couple of weeks.
This goes back to the election thing, okay? So it used to be, you might remember this, Mike. Remember back in the day when it was known that if you mess with a minister, you might get struck by lightning, right? Like the wrath of God might hit you. Don't mess with, you know, in the Westerns and stuff like that. That actually is very biblical, because there was somebody who, I guess, it went against Peter or Paul in the New Testament, and he got worms and died. And Ananias and Sapphira, they lied to Peter, and they dropped dead. And so when we walk in that kind of power of God and we walk in that holiness, then God will take out our enemies for us.
Yeah.
And we want that. And I would speak to Christians who are like, oh, well, you know, we just need to walk in forgiveness. Yeah, but vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. And he does repay. You know, I did see there was one of these guys ahead. He was in charge of kind of going after some of the Freedom Convoy guys in Canada. And there's this video, I don't know if you saw it, where he's in some sort of meeting
and he just passes out.
I saw that
video.
And he's literally discussing going over, you know, going after the Freedom Convoy truckers. Okay.
That was crazy.
And he just passes out.
I think he was struck by God. You can hear his groaning on the floor in the background after he face planted.
I didn't hear that part.
Wow. Like, oh my gosh, the zombie's coming out.
And this is where I knew I would laugh. It feels unchristian. But sometimes, honestly, when it's a person that's evilly going after people like that, why are we not praying? And I love Dr. John Diamond. He talks about imprecatory prayers. And Lee and I have been saying this for years, and I'll say it again tonight. Psalm 35, it's the prayer that was prayed at the First Continental Congress. And it literally says, let the pit that my enemy has dug for me, let them fall in it. Those are the kind of prayers that they were praying that established and birthed this nation. If we're not praying for God to destroy our enemies, we're not doing it right.
Yeah, good point. I mean, even think Old Testament, you know, I mean, how often did God take out the Egyptian armies? You know, I mean, it was just straight up like, I'm God, I'm just going to take you out and good luck.
Yep.
And he did.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you mess with me, guess what? You know, plagues and frogs and mass death of your cattle. And economic collapse and everything. Right. And I'm like, the old school God is kind of pretty cool, actually.
I like the old school God.
It keeps you honest. You're like, you can't make excuses. It's not the virtue signaling God, you know? It's not like...
No. Can we have a Mike Adams rap that goes something like, bring back the OT God, Old Testament. The raps are epic, by the way, and I just love them. And I can't do a show with you without bringing them up.
We can definitely do something like that.
Can we be backup singers in the next song that you do?
I've been in a very musical mood lately. And I've been.
We are musicians and have been for our whole lives. I'm just saying we could sing a little background to a Mike Adams rap. I think this would be an epic thing that we would do.
All right.
Resistance Chicks background singing for Mike Adams rap.
Okay. You just made yourself a deal. If I do a rap. Okay, something is coming out of the rap sector of my brain, and I'm going to reach out to you, and we're gonna do this. You're gonna have to record it on your side, probably. Your part.
Okay, we got this.
Okay. I like this. So the people can know. Yeah, God is. We have a vengeful God. It doesn't mean I have to do it, but you might fall over. You might fall over dead, and that just might be
an Ananias and Sapphira moment. I don't know, Fauci, whatever.
No, we got to go like Weird Al Yankovic on this and pick a song that we can parody that is like Old Testament wrath.
Well, here's the thing: I know exactly what it is.
You have a
Hollywood. The Hollywood already did it. You don't have to parody it if you don't want to. God's gonna cut him down.
Oh,
Johnny
yeah.
Cash.
Yeah, he did.
Go
well
tell
with that
long tongue, Fauci. you know?
That's true. Yeah.
The vaccine that's a rap song.
Okay.
You know?
We'll consider that one. Johnny Cash.
Tell him God Almighty's gonna.
Could you make it? Could you make it into a rap though? That would be talent.
I was thinking
that. No, rap is not your forte though.
I know.
Justin Bieber, doesn't he do a song about peaches coming from Georgia? I think he does. Ooh. And I think we should talk about the supply chain collapse with that song and be like, can't get no peaches now from Georgia. Da, da, da. Can't get no weed from California. Because there's no diesel, you know?
I'm feeling that, Mike. I'm feeling that song. I don't know that song, but I'm feeling it
coming from you. We could parody Justin Bieber on that one.
Yes. Sold. So you know, the last time we were on your show, it was right after the Health and Freedom Conference. And you said, I'm launching this new thing called Brighteon TV. And you said, would you guys like to be a host on the show? And I just told you flat out on the show. I said, yes, we want a show.
And here you are.
Look at that. Look what came from that.
Little did I know what I was getting into.
The rap is coming.
And now... Now it's going to be like an album or something. This could be so much fun.
I can't breathe. Oh, we could have a song that's called I Can't Breathe. It could be the George Floyd song.
I know. Let's do a song called, you guys have to sing this, but we both have the same mom. I'll do a little rap on that.
It makes it sound scandalous.
Yeah, right. Make it sound.
Like we both have the same mom.
How could that be? You know, people be asking. Oh.
Oh my gosh, okay. That's hilarious.
Oh, I love
it. We could definitely do one about gender, I think, too.
Yeah.
You know, with women being women. You know, and men taking all the spots now.
Yeah, right.
Truly misogynist now, you know, because a guy just won a bicycling competition.
Did
you
hear about that big guy that won the beauty pageant?
Yeah, I saw that. That's a pretty big dude.
Men taking up all the spaces.
I've never seen somebody win the sumo wrestling world championship and the Miss America beauty pageant at the same time.
All at one time.
It's an amazing feat.
It really is. I mean, it's to be celebrated.
Men can do anything.
We'll call the song Men Can Do Anything That Women Can.
No. Men can literally do anything. The heroes. Men are amazing. They can do anything.
Call it Men Are Better Than Women at Being Women.
That's true. Men can even have babies.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
It's unreal. But no, there's also a new, have you heard about the new triple gender? I just saw this today. There's somebody who says they are simultaneously male, female, and non-binary or something.
She's now famous. She's what she wanted to be, which was
famous, special. It sounds like the Trinity, like God, like the three in one.
And the problem is I am all three at one time. Right. That was her big
thing. Did she say, can you imagine the burden?
We used to have a diagnosis for that, multiple personality disorder.
Yeah.
Right? You're three people. Let's
tell you what. The three faces of Eve,
I got a doctor friend maybe you should talk to about that. If you think you're three people, let's have a discussion about that. Does that mean you get three votes?
Right. Maybe they could talk to Sally Field about it when she played Sybil.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Did you see in New York, there was conservatives were trying to put on a women, like, not conference, but like rally. And all these transgenders showed up and banging pot and pans.
Don't you dare elevate women. We're past that. That's so 1980s.
Really? It is.
Don't you dare elevate women?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, how dare you?
Well, yeah, because they were saying it was the post-millennial Libby. She was there and they were trying to, you know, stop taking spaces away from women. And of course,
I never thought we would get here. I never thought we would get to the point where now, and this is the thing, Mike, I've been saying this for the past year or so, they have been moving the line. Like it used to be, you're kind of on the right and you're on the left to varying degrees. And the left keeps moving the line and people find themselves looking down like, wait, I thought I was on your side of the line. You keep moving it, and now it's just so far to the left. Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. They are losing people in droves. Do they not know anything about marketing? They keep. I mean, this is ridiculous what they're doing. It's laughable.
It was the Let Women Speak.
Oh wow!
In New York. And the transgenders showed up. It was a big anti-fraternity.
So the men showed up to shut down the women speaking.
The men showed up to shut down the women speaking. So I guess the only question is, if we're planning for this rap song, exactly how much trouble do you want to be in when we finish this song? Now, I can guarantee you, you won't be deplatformed off of Brighteon, but that might be the last place that you're not deplatformed.
Listen, okay, so
we don't have a YouTube and we don't have a Twitter.
Facebook is the last man standing for us on anything that could and you know what? It's fine. I am ready to go full on.
We don't actually post much on Facebook at all.
Yeah,
Facebook just went into the dumpster box number 3 right there. along with all the ballots for Carrie Lake in Arizona.
I know. Yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So you're going to dump Facebook. I feel really honored actually that you would dump Facebook for me.
Yes, we would. Absolutely. Mike.
For the truth.
For the truth. For the truth coming out in rap with Mike Adams. Mm-hmm. That's an easy decision. Don't even have to think about it.
I do feel like we should first, before we come up with our gender rap song, we should probably call Dave Chappelle and find out how much trouble he's in. And maybe Kanye, just ask for a little advice, Kanye. What things should we not say?
What do you
do? There are two words, Mike, you cannot put together. Juice. You can't put those together.
We're not even singing about it. Yeah, that's not even the song. We're not going there. We're going into way more trouble than that. We're going into gender.
Okay. It is. I know. Gender. Don't touch the gender. No, I'm so ready. I will get into any kind of trouble.
Wait a minute.
Don't touch my gender. Oh,
see, there we go. How about the song Can't Touch This? Because it's not there.
Can't touch this. Da, na, na,
and that speaks to what we grew up on that song. I'm ready, Mike.
You got to get out can't the pants. Mike, you have to wear the pants.
Oh,
Mike
the has hammer to wear pants. The pants. Yeah, exactly.
You got to.
I just bought a pair this week. Yeah. Didn't I? I'm ready.
We are the generation of MC Hammer.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, there's our homework. Okay. So we got to come up with some kind of a rap song or a parody song of some kind and see if we can like co-perform this thing. And it's got to be hilarious and obviously parody and.
Oh, I love it. I think it's like, I'm seeing it like, hey, men could do anything. Women can do it better. Women, you can't touch this. You know, and so transgenders are like, women, you can't have babies. You know, I'm a man.
We did one parody that was huge. We did the Sugarland one.
We did.
We actually danced to that.
We did.
We did Adele's Rolling in the Deep. So it won't be our first rodeo.
Okay.
We can do this. Got
That's
it.
Right.
Really cool. So you, in the music that you do right now, you do vocals in addition to instruments?
We play guitar, we play piano, and we sing. Oh, wow, okay. That's what we got.
Perfect. We can use all that. That's that's awesome. All right. And I love the fact that your earrings there, Michelle, look like they could be like dragon scale body armor too. That's really practical.
They kind of do, don't they?
That is true.
How do you know that they're not?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like exotic body armor, you know, in case of a
an Egyptian sarcophagus.
That's exactly. I dug it up myself.
You did.
The pharaohs in the backyard.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, I know we got off the topics here, but we're having a lot of fun, and that's what I always love about doing interviews with you is that we can joke around, we can have some fun, and I'm serious about this song idea. By the way, I mean,
I'm totally serious about it too.
The people are waiting now.
The people demand it, Mike.
Well, we can do it. We can totally do that. We just got to come up with a great concept. Okay. So, folks, if you have suggestions, put it in the comments below the video.
We want to hear from you. I will be monitoring the comments heavily on this, and Lee and I will go to bat and we'll bring them to Mike.
All right, and we want to go with like 1980s or 1990s tunes.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be great. Can't touch this because it's not there. That's the transgender thing. That's the transgender. Can't touch this. I ain't got it.
Oh, I can't breathe. Oh my gosh. Mike, that has to be in the song. That has got to be in the song. Oh, my goodness.
I'm dying.
Are we going to be able to perform it with a straight face? No.
You can't touch
it. Because I ain't got it.
Wasn't born
That's
with
really
it.
Good concept.
Didn't get it from the surgeon. The chemicals aren't working. Can't touch this, you know, something like that.
Boom. Oh, my gosh, Mike. This is going to be epic.
By MC Hammer.
And my mom, I guarantee you, Patriot Gallery is going to approve of this song.
All right. Yeah, all right. So, okay, we're going to start listening to MC Hammer now to see if we can make that work for a gender insane song called Can't Touch This. And then
yes,
in parentheses, because it ain't there.
Because it ain't there.
There we go. Okay. We got it.
We could sing the background vocals to that. Because it ain't there. You know,
something
like that.
This is going to be a very anatomically and politically dangerous song.
Terrified. Not really. You know, no, I'm excited.
You should send letters of warning to the...
Well, and yeah, because you're bicycling down. You're bicycling. You're racing, right? You look behind. The girls are on the track. The girls can't catch you. Because you can't
use the weights from bicycling. You mean like
bicycling,
running,
racing, running.
Anything that the men are doing.
Yeah.
Swimming. Yeah, the weightlifting.
Hey, ladies. You can't touch this. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I can see that.
Well, that's music video. Okay.
Yeah. Then you can be as fast as me.
Another good way to frame that. Yeah, that's really good. So,
yeah.
Well, despite all of our combined prepping skills and homesteading skills, I guess we're just going to write songs. Like, we should be planting food instead.
It's winter. Okay, yeah. We're in Texas. For us, it's like cold. We can't do a whole lot. Tomorrow, we're going to be, you know, making sure the chickens are warm enough, making sure they've got everything they need for winter. But other than that, you know, this is the time where you should write songs and whittle wood and stuff.
Yeah, no, we're in planting season right here for some of the winter crops.
Oh, because you're in Texas.
Yeah, we have
second
season.
You have a big greenhouse, though.
I have a little greenhouse, and it's perfect for that. Yeah, I get to grow everything I need. I also have a hydroponic setup in this other house, and I do kale and I do basil
that's
and stuff
awesome.
There. So that's year round.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We actually had in our basement, and it's not going right now, but we actually had a whole wall of
hydroponics
and lettuces, and it was a really cool system. It was like
we had leaking issues, and we just never readdressed that, but we need to.
I wanted a little fish. Do you have any fish?
Like aquaponics?
No, that those systems fail so easily because the fish need constant oxygen,
really?
You know? So you have to have all these oxygenators in the fish tank, and if that fails
Good
for like
point.
30 minutes, they're gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, dear. Okay,
yeah, you know, the hydroponic system that I do, it's the non-circulating. There's no pumps, nothing. It's the suspended net pot non-circulating hydroponic system because I try to do systems that work when the power goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that system works.
Because it's going to go.
Yeah, that's the way I figure it.
It's going to go.
What do you use for your nutrients?
I just have like granular fertilizers that I put in the water and dissolve it in the water and then just adjust the pH. The pH seems to be the most. You know what's funny is, a lot of these plants will grow with almost no nutrients in the water, I found. As long as the pH is right, you can grow crazy amounts of lettuce with almost nothing.
Right.
It's a miracle, Mike. That's the way God designed
it,
right? We shouldn't be shocked, but we are because we're so far removed from food.
It's pulling, you know, molecules out of the air and making what it needs for a lot of it. You know, I'm not saying it's pulling nitrogen out of the air, but there is nitrogen in the air. Maybe if it... Maybe there's a mechanism that we don't know about that gets a little bit. I'm not sure, but I've had plants do really well. And then I checked the nutrition on them, you know, with the meter. I'm like, wow, there's nothing in there. That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. Don't you have a hydroponic system on your, on the Brighton store?
We're not currently selling that because we haven't been able to make those lids. Takes
supply and chain issues.
Yeah. Labor issues and what have you. But we always encourage people, you know, make your own systems.
Yes. They're not hard. It's not hard to make. We just literally,
had
4-inch PVC pipes.
Yeah, 4-inch PVC kind of thing. And then we put the little...
And then lava rocks. It's a very simple system.
That totally works.
Anybody can do it.
Every system that grows food is going to be worth it based on where food prices are going. And folks, if you're listening, you grow your own food and you can pull up that giant plant, that big... awesome kale plant or whatever it is with all the roots and you can say can't touch this.
Can't test this.
That's awesome. There's no end to being able to use that, by the way.
So true. All right. So, all right. Final thoughts, since I've taken us all the way out to 50 minutes. I've taken up too much of your time, just because I actually enjoy just hanging out with you and joking around. It's fun.
Yeah.
No, we love you too. Honestly, I think that if we lived closer, we would just hang out in all of our spare time, which we don't actually hang out when we have our friends over. We just do stuff.
That's out, I'm the same in our way.
We butcher chickens, we plant plants, we do it all. Those are our kind of friends.
I would just, maybe if I'm talking to the Brideon audience, to store up, go to the Brideon store, get the nutrients, to get the vitamins, get the supplements. Is that a health
Yeah, center? I take this every day, Hawaiian astaxanthin.
Yeah, sure enough. Yep.
There we go. And just be as prepared as you can. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Get your seeds. I tell people to get beans. I don't know if you still have some Ranger buckets, but store up things that will last a long time and that you can use, because we are going to be going down a very kind of a dark path. Get one of the big Berkey so you can purify water, and just do what you can financially to get where you need to be. And don't you do precious metals, Mike?
The Brideon metals.
Well, that's just a referral to one of our sponsors in precious metals. I mean, we don't handle precious metals. That's a whole special
thing. But there is a referral to one of the sponsors.
I mean, everybody needs a backup system of money.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I want to add to the physical side, here's the spiritual side. You know, Lee and I did a video a week and a half ago or so, and it had a really great response. And it's about, we've all stored up treasures in heaven.
True. Mm.
Do you know we can call on those, and they're also renewable? And then all you have to do is ask God to do a currency conversion.
I love it.
Right? We've got treasures in heaven, which are God's treasures that we store up. We can call on those treasures. And so as we go through these times that we're going to go through, recognize that you have all power and authority, because Jesus got it, and he said, go therefore make disciples among all men. We've got this authority as kings and priests. We have treasures stored up in heaven. There is no reason whatsoever for the body of Christ and the kingdom of God to suffer during the times that are to come, just the way that Israel did not suffer when God was bringing the plagues on Egypt. We need to understand that God is doing an exodus right now, and he's pulling us from Egypt's system. And that can sometimes seem really painful, and we can curse God and we can say, we want to go back to Egypt. Don't do that. Stay the course, get in the word of God, read it for yourself, and start speaking out and proclaiming the things that are of God. The Bible says that when we pray the Our Father, we ask for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So as we see heaven descend and converge on earth, we have to be speaking those things out. So recognize your authority. You've got literally treasure stored up in heaven. Call on those, do a currency exchange, whatever you need, heal my husband, provide, pay for this bill, whatever, give us land. You have the authority and the ability to do that. We should not be suffering at all through what is about to come if we stay in God's will.
Wow. Exactly right. Well said. Okay. Leah, any final thoughts on your side here?
Yeah. You know, we say this, we started this in 2020. We win because he won. And I want you guys to be encouraged. I want you to know that God does have a plan. I know there's a lot of people, trust the plan. God has a plan. Good God has point. A plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You have a future. Don't just be asking for Jesus to come back and end this thing. I want you guys to be planning for your kids and your grandkids and your great grandkids and your great 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 grandkids.
We're supposed to occupy until he comes.
And so we need to recognize that we are going to have to save this nation, and we are going to have to do it the right way. And our hope isn't in Republicans. Our hope isn't in Democrats, but we are going to take these systems back. Okay. We are going to take these governor seats back, but we're going to do it through the power of God.
Can I add one more word of caution, Mike, before we go? To everyone in this movement, especially what we went through this past week with the election. It's so easy, like Leah just said, to say, God, please come rapture us out now. We're ready to go. That's not the attitude that God wants
us
to take.
That's suicidal.
Literally, it should be, God, I don't know when you come back. No one knows the day or the hour. The prophets can say this, that, or the other. Prophets have been saying for the past 2,000 years that Jesus was coming back in the next five, right? Like, and he hasn't yet. So we need to be planning as if God's not coming back for 500 years, okay, and living like he's coming back tomorrow. We must be proclaiming the kingdom of God, making plans for future generations, because if the big prophets that say Jesus is coming back, if they're wrong and we drop the ball and just say, God, throw up our hands and say, oh, that's it. What do we do in 10 years?
Right.
What do we do in 20 years? What do we do in 30 years? What do your kids do? You drop the ball. Occupy until he comes. And remember this. The Bible says of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, no pause, no blip. So this idea of things are going to get really bad, these doom and gloomers of the kingdom of God shrinking is wrong. Yes, the world system is going to collapse, but the kingdom of God continues to expand exponentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right there with you on that. Well said. And I think our listeners also agree with you. So let's keep in touch. Especially about this song idea as well. Now you got me thinking. Not going to be able to sleep. I'm going to have all these 80s songs running around in my head.
I know, me too.
Your lyrics.
You're really good at those, by the way. I've been shocked. You're literally the best probably lyric guy I've seen.
Yeah,
your lyrics are really good.
He's the truth rap meister.
Really good.
In another world, I probably should have been an employee at the Babylon Bee, frankly. That's where I should be working.
I know. Yeah, I know. You're really good at that too.
That's what I would prefer to do. No, I'm
your Weird Al's Christian cousin.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I'm cool right where I am. And it's great to be able to connect with you, by the way. And so let me give out your website again, resistancechicks.com. And remember, folks, it's not about ohms. It's about Psalms.
Oh, that's good. I love that. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Remember, guys, it's not just a conspiracy theory if it's actually the
or
truth.
As Joe Biden said, would say, it's not about ohms, it's about palms.
I love the Joe Bidenism.
That's a really good
true international under pressure.
It's about palms, yeah.
It is. It's always about palms.
Okay.
Go, go, you know the thing.
Yeah, we had a rap about that. Go, go, you know the thing. Go, go, you know that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, all we did that too.
He's easy to make.
He's
well,
easy
tell
to
your
do.
Mom I said hello and, you know, really appreciate you being here. Thanks for taking all the extra time. I know it's getting late there. But thank you for everything. And we'll get this posted in about 12 hours or less, probably.
Okay, right. Sounds good. Thanks for having us, Mike. We love you. And I want everyone to support Brighteon.tv and the BrighteonStore.com.
Okay, thank you so much. Just stand by it when I hit stop here to finish the upload here. Just hold on 1 second. Let me put this in.
Okay.
All right, folks, that was the interview with the Resistance Chicks. And, of course, we have a lot of fun, maybe too much fun joking around. But resistancechicks.com is the website, and they do get really serious about a lot of serious issues of our time. I just can't resist having fun with the Resistance Chicks whenever we get a chance. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.